friends. I'm your host, Erin Port, and welcome to the Simple Purposeful Living Podcast. Life can be overwhelming and busy, so once a week, I invite you to join me, and together we will make simple tweaks to uncomplicate the hard parts of our life so we can spend more time doing what we love. You don't have to overhaul your life to love it, so let's get started. Are you a busy mom? Stuck in a rut, struggling to find the motivation to tackle your to-do list? You're not alone. One of my many Instagram DMs frequently asked questions is, Erin, how do you get motivated? A lack of motivation can strike even the most energizer bunny moms among us. Me too. The insurmountable mountain of daily tasks can paralyze us before we begin, but fear not. With a few practical tweaks and simple steps, you can reignite your energy and reclaim your drive to tackle simple tasks. And you'll feel a sense of accomplishment and a sense of progress, which are motivators in and of itself. I always feel so good when I start something, right? So let's chat about how to get unstuck and motivated today with 10 tips to get motivated when you're feeling unmotivated. Okay, number one, mind your mindset. You know, I'm not afraid to give you a little bit of tough love, but before I give you some practical tips, we've got to start on the most essential thing regarding motivation, your mindset. As human beings, we tend to be mules. What did I say? I said you're a mule? Okay, I know that's not very nice, but hear me out. Mules are incredibly stubborn, especially when they're uncomfortable. They don't like to be prodded. Can you understand why sometimes I say we're mules? They will not move. And when we feel overwhelmed, we are the same way too. We often let our feelings form our actions. We want to wait until we feel like doing it before we begin. But can I let you in on the secret? We have to let our actions form our feelings. If we wait till we feel like it, well, friends, we might be waiting a very long time. And at the end of the day, unless you realize you have to want the results, you're going to remain stuck. You've heard you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. It's the same with motivation. I can give you all the tips and tools, but you will not see a positive change in your life unless you want it and put in the hard work to follow the steps. So I know, like I said, it's a little tough love at the very onset of this podcast, but good friends share the truth and love, and I'm here to cheer you on all the way. Okay, so mind your mindset. Are you willing and able, right? Like those people on the airplane when you sit down in the exit row, like, are you willing and able to help in the event of an emergency? Okay, it's the same idea here. Are you willing and able to get motivated? Are you willing? Do you want to get started? Okay, then number two, let's take a small step. The hardest part of riding a bike is the first pedal, right? You have to balance a little bit. You have to strike your pedal, and then you get going, and every pedal after is a little bit easier. That's the same with motivation. So I always say, what's the simplest thing you can do to get started? What's the most effortless first pedal you can take? For me, it's getting a cup of coffee in the morning or making my bed. Oftentimes, it's taking a shower and getting dressed and going for a walk outside. These things get me up and motivated to keep going for the day. Like I said, the hardest part is getting started. So instead of aiming for perfection right out of the gate, which, by the way, is totally a motivation buzzkill, focus on taking a small, simple step toward your goal. Every little bit of progress counts. And simple steps, my friends, repeat after me, lead to purposeful progress. That's right. Okay, next idea. Tip number three, break a big goal down into a smaller goal. Okay, so let me give you a little story. A few years ago, I wanted to write a cookbook. Well, I write captions for Instagram posts. I write blog posts all the time. But this was the first time I was going to do a project that was going to take not just a couple of days. Like, this was going to take some planning on my part. Writing a whole cookbook is no small feat, plus photographing it and testing recipes, yada, yada, yada. You get the idea. So I sat down and I broke this bigger goal into bite-sized pieces. And I was like, okay, I think I can do 3 recipes a week, meaning if I do 3 recipes a week, that's about 12 recipes a month. Therefore, in about 4 to 5 months, I'm going to have the entire recipe book ready to go and send to edit and graphic design, right? Okay, and then I have a path forward. Now I can do what I need to do every day and every week that's going to add up over months. that's eventually going to result in a project. So if you have a big project like that, maybe it's your whole house decluttering, or maybe you want to clean out your whole closet. What if you broke that big task down into smaller bite-sized pieces and you say, today, I'm just going to clean out my shoes, or I'm just going to clean out my underwear drawer, and then I'm going to clean out my t-shirt drawer, and then I'm going to clean out my pajama drawer. Then just taking it step by step and breaking down a big goal into a smaller goal. Because here's the thing, big goals, they feel daunting and they're going to paralyze us. But when we can break it down into smaller pieces, we're going to be way more motivated, because what's going to happen is you're going to start to see progress, right? Like after the first week and I had 3 recipes done, I was like, yes. After 2 weeks, I had 6 recipes done and I could chart that progress. Same as if you're decluttering something in your house. Ooh, I feel good. I'm seeing progress in my closet. I want to keep going. And that progress is going to motivate us. Okay. Tip number 4 when it comes to getting motivated is limit distractions. Friends, phones are so helpful. They're a great tool, but man, oh man, I can be incredibly distracted by text messages and notifications on my phone. So if I really want to get something done, I swipe down from the right-hand corner of my iPhone for that do not disturb feature, and I get to work. As a busy mom with little time, we know every minute counts. So putting your phone out of sight even and getting and silencing notifications can help you get motivated and stay on task. Highly recommend it. I've talked about phone boundaries in past podcast episodes as well as in the blog post. So I will link that blog post in the show notes. Okay, tip number 5. If you're not feeling motivated, brain dump. I've talked about this on the podcast before, but brain dumping is so important. If we have a lot of brain clutter, a lot of things on our mind, it's hard for us to even know where to begin. Like, what do I start with? I mean, everything feels important. So taking a few minutes, I know that sounds counterintuitive, but I'm telling you, it's minutes well spent, and writing everything you need to get done either today or this week, and then prioritizing and batching like items. So do I have a bunch of emails I need to write, or do I have a bunch of phone calls I need to make, or do I have a bunch of things I need to cook or clean in the kitchen? Can I group like items and then prioritize those based on when they need to get done and how, you know, how fast they need to get done? And then I have a purposeful path forward. Okay, I can start with those emails because those are pressing, and then I can go to the kitchen and get everything I needed to get done in the kitchen, and then I can go and get the next thing done. And just having that brain dump to-do list is going to give you a purposeful path forward in a way that you didn't have before. Highly recommend doing a brain dump. It's time well spent. Okay, tip number 6, surround yourself with positive people, including yourself. Okay, your support network significantly impacts your motivation and your mindset. It says you're the culmination of the 5 people you hang around with the most. So what kind of individuals are encouraging you and uplifting you? Who are you following online? Are they encouraging and inspiring you, or leaving you feeling less? Our mental health plays a vital role in our lives, and sometimes the first step is cutting out the influences that are not motivating you, making you feel less than. Often, women ask me how to get motivated. They talk about themselves like, I'm so lazy, or I feel so behind. And I always think that these sentiments are usually not true. You're not lazy. You're not behind. You're right on time. But if you say something enough times, even though it's a lie, you will believe that it's true. So research supports that positive self-talk and visualizing yourself doing a task can actually improve motivation. Okay, let me repeat that. Research supports positive self-talk, so the way you talk to yourself, and visualizing yourself doing the task successfully can improve motivation. Crazy. So take it one step further and write it down. Write down positive affirmations. When we write something down, we're 42% more likely to remember it and do it. So if you're feeling a little like you're not motivated, tell yourself like, I can do this. I'm capable. I can do the hard things today. That really does help you more than you think. I know it sounds silly, but research backs it up. I'm just telling you, talk nicely to yourself. Would you talk to yourself the way you talk to yourself to others? Probably not. So how can you be kinder to yourself? How do you motivate others? I am a huge proponent of encouragement. I love to encourage others. But am I as kind to myself as I am to others? It's something to think about. Remember your capabilities and past successes to boost your confidence and motivation. Okay, remember this. Encouragement is often a much better motivator than criticism. So how can you encourage yourself to get started and get motivated today? Are you overwhelmed about the thought of what to pack, what suitcase to bring, trying not to overpack, but you don't want to forget anything? Let me help you. Download our free travel planner, including itinerary printables, errand road trip packing checklists, card game ideas, and more. And did I mention it's free? Grab yours today at www.simplepurposefulliving.com/travel and simplify the packing and traveling process so you can enjoy that coveted vacation. Okay, number 7, routine is your friend. Okay, routine provides a sense of structure and predictability, which can be incredibly beneficial to getting motivated. Your body doesn't have to overcome that first hurdle to get motivated. When we establish a routine, we create habits and rituals that are ingrained in our daily lives. So we don't even have to think about, like, what is the first thing I'm going to do? Because I'm going to get up, I'm going to have coffee, I'm going to write my gratitude journal. I don't even have to make that decision. That's the power of routine. We're eliminating all those extra decisions that maybe would make us feel less motivated because now I have to decide what I want to do first. When we have a routine that tells us what we're doing first, boom, we can get started right away. We can automate mundane aspects of our life, freeing us up for mental energy to think about more critical tasks. Knowing what to expect and having a clear plan can also alleviate feelings of overwhelm and uncertainty, making it easier to take action. In essence, routine creates a conducive environment for motivation to thrive by providing stability, consistency, and a framework for success. So if you're feeling a lack of motivation, look at your current routine. Are you in good habits that help set you up for motivation and success? Something to think about. Okay, number 8. Are you ready? A little more tough love. Time is not your enemy. Time is a tool. We all have a competitive spirit deep in our souls. Mine is a little less deep, I'm telling you right now. Okay, so there's this thing called the Pomodoro. I can't speak today. The Pomodoro technique is the formal term for a time management method that involves working in short bursts with frequent breaks. So this can help prevent burnout and keep you focused and productive. So this is where I talk a lot about, that's a very formal task for basically what I talk about is like setting a 20-minute timer, turning your phone on do not disturb, and getting to work. See if you can race the timer. You will be surprised at how much you can get accomplished in a short amount of time. And just setting that alarm and that timer is going to get you motivated to start, right? We can often fool ourselves into believing that undesirable tasks like household responsibilities or making that phone call. Oh my goodness, I hate making phone calls. Will take longer than we think. So we put that task off and we think about it longer than it takes. But setting that timer and doing the hard thing, it'll get taken care of and it will motivate you to do other things too. So set your timer, try that Pomodoro technique, look it up. I'm just repeating science here. Okay. Tip 9, change of scenery. I'm telling you, this is crazy how simple this tweak is, but it is mind-blowing how powerful and purposeful it is. So if you're not feeling motivated, just change your scenery. Are you not feeling motivated to write in your office? Try writing on the back deck. If you're not feeling motivated and creative, why don't you take a walk around the block or go run an errand or whatever? Sometimes when we aren't motivated, we just need to switch things up, shake out the cobwebs of our brain. And when we stop thinking about a task, revelations come to us. I often find my best ideas come when I'm either walking or in the shower or and I'm in the car by myself without anybody talking to me because I give myself space to think without the noise and distractions of everyday life. So when in doubt and you're not feeling motivated, switch things up and change your scenery. Okay, tip number 10. Are you ready? Get plenty of sleep and take care of yourself. You're not going to be motivated if you're super tired and you're run down. I mean, no amount of caffeine is going to build you back up and get you motivated. So sometimes we're just exhausted and running on fumes. A car can only run on empty for so long. It's not going to keep moving if it's out of gas, and either are you. Lack of sleep can wreak havoc on your energy and motivation. So Are you prioritizing getting enough sleep each night? I used to feel bad about how much sleep I needed to get. And then I realized, you know what? I'm a much nicer person, a much more motivated person when I am prioritizing sleep and getting good rest and taking care of myself. There is a reason they say on the airplane to put your own oxygen mask on before helping others. Friends, we cannot help each other if we're not taking in any oxygen. So you got to take care of yourself, whether that's taking a walk, getting enough sleep, staying hydrated, eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Those are all really simple but purposeful things to do that are going to help you motivated. I'm telling you what, I am never motivated when I'm hungry or tired. I'm just telling you. But you feed me and you get me a good night's rest, well, I'm going to feel like $100 and way more motivated. So just my food for thought on that. All right. And last but not least, let's just remember this. Who doesn't like to be rewarded for the hard work? Sometimes if I want to be motivated, I will do something and then treat myself. So the other day I was like, I have to do a quick reset of the kitchen, but I'm going to brew myself a cup of coffee. So literally while my coffee was brewing, I'm in the kitchen, like running around like a little busy bee, getting my kitchen all reset so that I could enjoy a nice hot cup of coffee. Celebrate your success. Give yourself a reason to be motivated, right? Whether that's a quick walk around the block or get to watch your Marco Polo from your sister, or you get to enjoy 10 minutes scrolling on Instagram, whatever the motivation is, sometimes you just need to celebrate and motivate yourself with a positive reinforcement. I'm telling you, kids like it. I even do imaginary badges for my kids. Like I'll be like, if you do this, I'll give you an imaginary badge. I'm telling you what. So motivating. They love getting imaginary badges. Maybe I should start giving myself imaginary badges. Okay, so hopefully by implementing these 10 simple tips, you can overcome a little bit of a lack of motivation and find the energy and drive to tackle even the most significant tasks. Everyone needs more motivation from time to time. Remember, start small, give yourself grace, and encourage yourself to keep going. If you're tired or you're hungry or you're feeling spent, take care of yourself first, because then you'll be a little more motivated once you do. Keep taking those simple steps forward. You'll quickly achieve your goals before you know it. So your practical takeaway this week is determine one tip you could incorporate this week to help you get motivated. What's something simple to get you started? Could you turn on some hype music, get up and dance, go for a short walk outside, or make your bed? What's something simple? Or number two, evaluate your routine. Is it helping or hurting your motivation? Or number three, how are you at taking care of yourself? Remember, encouragement is a far better motivator than criticism. So are you talking kindly to yourself? Are you taking good care of yourself with hydration and food and sleep? Those things are going to go a long way in helping you be motivated, says the one who's recovering from an illness and trying her best to take care of herself so she can get over being sick. I'm here to tell you that willing yourself not to be sick doesn't work. So just taking time out and feeling better is really the greatest benefit and will motivate you in the long run. All right, friends, have a great week. And remember, it can be a tiny tweak that can change your life this week. You don't have to overhaul your life to love it. Thanks for tuning in to the Simple Purposeful Living podcast. If you like this episode, it would mean so much if you'd share it with a friend or leave a quick rating and review so others can find our show. Until next time, you can find me at Simple Purposeful Living on Instagram and Facebook for some more encouragement and practical tips. You get one life, so let's enjoy it on purpose. Until next time, bye.